Good morning. Here's your 7 a.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Florence right here for the Hurricane Center's operations area. We're going to start off with a satellite look at the latest information coming up. You see a definite eye there. So we got a strong hurricane out there, very powerful. You can see some of these bands and the convection circling. So it's a very healthy hurricane, meaning we're pretty confident in continuing to be a healthy hurricane with time. And you really look at the latest information here. The latest is 140 mile an hour winds associated with this. But a couple of things I want to point out here that's really important is a lot of these, the winds extending far out of the actual cone itself. That is where we have the hurricane force winds, and even in the yellow here is where we have the tropical storm force wind. So the forecast is continue as a major hurricane towards the Carolina coast. And remember this cone. It's really important to remember. This is where we think you can have the center anywhere inside this cone. But as a result, once again, you know, looking way out, hundreds of miles away, you can still have tropical storm force winds with time. And the other point that's real important to make is the closer these lines are together, these are the forecast points. The closer they are together, that means basically the slower the storm. And you can see towards the end, we do expect some slowing, which means it makes the impacts even worse. More rain, more storm surge. And those are the big factors that we are looking at with this system. Let's look at the latest rainfall update. And this is updated because, you know, we have this additional slowing. These values are, well, it's absolutely completely a dangerous situation when it comes to the freshwater rain, as well as the salt water we'll cover in a second. These values here right in the center is greater than 20 inches of rain. We do expect 15 to 20 inches of rain, and some places isolated could see 30 inches of rain. Dangerous flash flooding. Not just a coastal event, but notice even inland, this whole area could get dangerous amounts of rain causing that flash flooding. So just because you're not on the coast doesn't mean you're not going to get some major impacts with Hurricane Florence. So please, it's very important in this situation to make sure you know your risk, know where you live, and if you're along one of these tributaries and you know, rivers, even some of these bayous, just make sure that you're taking precautions. So let's cover the next risk. So we got the wind. We've talked about the rain. So we do have those hurricane watches up from the running from Desto Beach, South Carolina, all the way to North Carolina, Virginia line, and storm surge. Watch for that same area as well, meaning dangerous storm surge. Any one of these areas, greater than 3 foot of storm surge. And really what we need to do is really zoom in to see what's happening. And this is, let me explain it a little bit here. What happens is the water comes in, Pamlico Sound. This is just a situation where the storm surge just keeps on going. It filters in every nook and cranny. It filters in. By the time it gets to the ends, it piles up. And in some of those areas, we can see 10 to 12 foot of storm surge. Folks, that's absolutely completely life-threatening in these situations. So anywhere in here, it fills up. And this is salt water only. This is a reasonable case. So we need to be ready for the freshwater flooding, the saltwater flooding, a very life-threatening situation. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.